Every system in this series has the same whole. Who guards the guards? 1,000 years ago, One Republic gave an answer so effective and so unsettling that we're still too nervous to copy it. Venice lasted a millennium. No written constitution, no civil wars over the throne, while the empires around it burned. Its secret was a small committee of experts that nobody voted for. The invention was brilliant. What it became is the warning. Watch the door. So how does a republic last 1,000 years? Venice ran from the early Middle Ages until Napoleon swallowed it in 1797, over 1,000 years, with no written constitution. Power passed peacefully, the executive was kept on a short leash. That stability wasn't luck, it was engineered. Who did the engineering? A body called the Council of Ten. It ran Venice's intelligence, its security, its military affairs, and its courts. A small, permanent expert committee sitting above the churn of ordinary politics. How far did its reach go? All the way. The Ten built what's being called the world's earliest organized secret service, and by the end of the 1500s, they were Venice's spymasters, running a vast intelligence network across Europe. Did ordinary Venetians get any check on the powerful? Yes, and it's chilling. Stone lions' mouths, the Bocce dei Leoni, stood around the city. You posted an accusation through the lion's jaws, and the Ten would investigate. Citizen oversight carved into the wall. So who got to be a guardian? At first, more people than you'd think, and then Venice slammed the door. In 1297, a single ordinance, the Serrata, the lockout, made the Great Council, the body that chose the Doge, hereditary. From then on, power was a matter of birth. The families that ruled were written into a register called the Golden Book, and everyone else was shut out for good. The watchmen weren't chosen for merit. They were a closed, inherited club. And what did that club collect? Everything. The nobility monopolized political power and the profits of long-distance trade, shipping 3,000 to 4,000 of their own men out to run Crete alone. The guardians, in the end, guarded their own. Here's the unsettling part. Venice actually solved the problem every other system chokes on, who watches the watchman, with a permanent body of experts you never elected. And it worked for centuries. But look at the price written into that golden book. The guardians were a hereditary caste, answerable only to each other. A commoner could whisper an accusation through a stone lion, but no one, anywhere, could accuse the Ten, and no one outside the book could ever join them. A guardian you cannot enter and cannot remove eventually stops guarding you. It guards itself. So the expert council is the most seductive fix in this whole series, and the most dangerous. Venice got the invention exactly right, a small, expert body to watch the state. It got the door exactly wrong, no way in and no way out. Which leaves the question the next 1,000 years would keep asking, can you build the guardian and still hold the key to the cage?